games. So with that, we'll get with head coach Sonny Dykes.
Can you move the mic down just a tad bit?
Yeah, move it down like this.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, no problem. Good win. It was definitely a game. You know, it's funny, as a coach, sometimes you have games that you get nervous about, and this was a game that I was really concerned about coming in because I was really impressed with Rice's team and the way that they played, and you know, I thought their quarterback was a really good player, a dual threat guy running and throwing, and I thought he really played well tonight. I thought he did a great job running the football and converting some key third downs for them to keep some drives alive. You know, I think that's a good football team. I really do. I think they're going to win some games this year and have a chance to be a bowl team. I really do. I think they just do a good job of playing hard. And so my compliments to Rice. Because, again, as I said, I'm really impressed with the way that they the way they play and the way they coach, and I think they do a good job of that football team. It was, like I said, it was a good win for us. We're excited to be 2-0. You know, I thought it was a good game in a lot of different ways. You know, we had some chances early in the game to pull away, had a turnover, going in that hurt us, and then got a fumble really about midfield and went 3-and-out. And those two things, I think, were disappointing really in the first half, and felt like we played a little bit better in the second half offensively. We didn't score as many points, but I thought we played a little cleaner than we did in the first half. You know, defensively, I think we've got to just continue to improve. You know, I think if you look at our numbers right now, they're probably not real good. We've given up a lot of points. But I think if you look at the number of plays, I mean, I think they ran 89 plays again this week. And part of it, you know, it's just the nature of our offense. When it's going fast, it's going to leave our defense out there, and they're going to have to play a lot of plays. And that's just, you know, we were scoring fast on offense. I believe we only punted once or twice the entire game, I guess twice. So, you know, offense has got to do a good job of maximizing their opportunities, and then we've got to get some more stops defensively. You know, we didn't give up as many big plays this week as we did last week. I thought that was important. We made them drive the length of the field. You know, we've just got to do a better job on third down. You know, we let them convert too many third down opportunities. And the biggest thing I think we got to improve is we had way too many penalties. I'm really, really disappointed with the number of penalties we had. We had a lot last week. We had a lot this week, and so, you know, that's something we've got to get addressed and we've got to get fixed. We can't have 15, 16 penalties and expect to beat these football teams we're going to be playing in the next 3 or 4 weeks. So we've got to get that cleaned up. And again, that starts with us as coaches. You know, we've got to coach that. We've got to do a better job of emphasizing that. It's something we've got to get fixed, and it's on us to get it done. But it was a good win. Excited to be 2-0, and looking forward to the challenge of going and playing Illinois next week.
Coach, talk about that the second play from scrimmage on your offense going deep. Was that pretty much scripted that you wanted to test them early by throwing the deep ball, and obviously it worked out for you?
Yeah, we actually had called the same thing on the first play and didn't get the look that we wanted, and ended up handing the ball off and got a pretty good gainer, and then rolled the safety up a little bit more the next play and were able to get over the top. You know, that's going to be important for us. I mean, when we're running the ball as effectively as we were tonight, people got to get 8 in the box. And when they do that, then they got to single cover our outside receivers. And those are pretty good matchups when Quentin Patton's out there and guys like Miles White and DJ Banks. And those guys keep coming on and improving. You know, you got to kind of pick your poison a little bit. And so when we saw that safety roll up, we wanted to get the ball down the field to try to get them to loosen up a little bit and allow us to run the football. But it was obviously a big play.
Coach, last week's story was the, you know, duo in the backfield. This week, another huge game from both of them. Just talk about both of them, guys.
Yeah, you know, I thought they ran hard again. I mean, I think that really for us it starts up front. I'm really pleased with the way our offensive line's played the last 2 weeks. You know, when you're running for 10 yards a carry, I think, or close to that, which we did today, then you know, it's obviously some talented ball carriers, but it really starts with the five guys up front. You know, and I thought they really played well. You know, we got into that bone set a lot tonight, and when we do that, our backs have to block well as well. And so, you know, I thought Chandler Spence had his best game blocking at the point of attack. I thought he did some good things. I was really pleased with the way he played. I thought Hunter Lee did some good things. You know, we were able to hold Ray out. He had a little bit of a nicked rib, and going into the game, we wanted to make sure to hold him out if we could. But it was good. I mean, I thought they ran hard. You know, I was disappointed that we turned the ball over. That's the first turnover we've had this year. We've got to not do that. But I thought they ran tough.
Coach, Coach, when they scored and made it 28-14, was there any sense of urgency on the sideline for you, your coaching staff, your players saying, here we go again, maybe this is another Houston situation?
You know, I don't think so. The thing about Houston last week, really, I never got that sense really even during that game. I mean, I think we got frustrated, but I never had that sense of, we're in trouble. You know, I think there's a difference. I think the last year at times we had that we're in trouble feeling and look. And this year I think our team's got enough confidence to know whether it's defense getting a stop or offense scoring or making a big play on special teams, we're going to find a way to get it done. And so, I just don't get that sense from this team.
Coach, McCarr was able to scramble a lot tonight, and your defense was getting some good pressure on him. Was it a breakdown at the linebacker position, not keeping contained at the defensive line? Where was the breakdown?
Well, we showed some different looks on the back end, got into a little two-man, and when you do that, you run the risk of quarterback running, you know, and they caught us a couple times when we substituted two-man, went to our dime package, and, playing they had some pretty good numbers to run quarterback draw, and they checked it and did a good job of doing that. You know, scored a touchdown. They caught us in that personnel grouping and checked to the quarterback draw. And I mean, it's like anything else in football. It's pick your poison. And so, you know, we tried to mix up some looks on the back end a little bit more this week than we did last week, playing some man underneath with some safeties over the top. And when you do that, you're always susceptible to the quarterback run game. And we got to do a better job of tackling. I mean, we missed a lot of tackles on him. You know, had him for sacks. He's a good runner. You know, we knew that coming in. And, he proved to be a tough guy to stop.
Coach, you hit on your defense in the opening statement, saying that you were disappointed with obviously giving up 37 points. Can you talk a little bit about what your game plan will be going into this week's game, knowing that you got Illinois and Virginia the next 2 weeks, and just a higher classification of schools?
Yeah, it's, the thing you got to remember is, you know, Houston was a 13-win team last year, and offensively that was the best offense in college football, and so they've got six or seven of those guys back on that team this year, and so they're not devoid of talent. And this is a good group offensively as well. And so, we just got to keep improving. I mean, I think that's the deal. I don't think there's going to be, anything that's insurmountable in these next couple of opponents. I think we've played against two good offenses. I think we'll learn a lot from it. I think obviously we all realize we're going to have to play better than we have the last 2 weeks. But I think we will, and I think our guys will be up for the challenge. And, and again, I'm seeing some things that are good, but we just got to do a better job of getting off the field, and I think that's the thing that's been frustrating for us and for them. I mean, we just got to, do a better job on third down. And when we have an opportunity to make a play, make it. And we've been close to doing it. And I saw improvement from week one to week two, and we just got to keep on improving.
Coach, last week away, this week you're finally home. Now you're back on the road again for two games. Just talk about how, you got this home game. You had the huge crowd. I guess just talk about the Tech fans out here.
Yeah, it was a great crowd. It's anytime you play at home and you get the turnout that we had tonight, it's exciting. And I know our players appreciate the fans showing up and being supportive of them. And, it's our job to give them a good quality product and keep them coming back. And, I think it was entertaining, hopefully. I mean, if you like scoring and all that stuff, there's a lot of that going on. So I don't know how people feel these days. Sometimes they like offense, sometimes they like defense. But if you like offense, it was a pretty entertaining ball game. And so, we hope they keep coming back. But again, it's on us to keep supplying a quality product.
Anything else?
How'd you feel about Colby's night?
I thought Colby was really played well. I thought he was very, very efficient. I thought he made good decisions. I thought he really improved. He did a good job on third down. I thought he made great decisions a lot of times with the pass-run combo calls that we have where he's going to decide if he's going to hand it off or throw it. And thought he was more accurate, more poised than he was in week one. Thought he did a good job running the ball at times when we needed to get some first downs. So I was really, really pleased with him. And I'm sure we'll find a lot of stuff on tape that's, we got to get corrected. But just my impressions were that he played very, very well and, really grew a lot from week one to week two.
As much as you saw from Tevin in the spring, if somebody would have told you, he's going to have about 320 yards, a bunch of touchdowns after two games, what would your reaction have been?
I wouldn't have been that surprised. I saw his high school tape, and when we recruited him, and so thought he had a chance to be special. You just don't know how guys are going to transition from high school to college. You just never know. And part of it is just what can they handle emotionally. because and physically. And he's a tough kid. He played in a really good high school program in Georgia, was well coached. You know, we knew he was going to be a tough kid coming in because his high school coach, Rush Probst, is going to push him and going to work him and going to get the most out of him. And so, you know, when we were fortunate enough to sign him, we knew that he was going to be a good player. But again, you're not really sure how he's going to play early in his career. And, you know, the thing we got to do is just keep him improving and keep him healthy.
Coach, what did you see out of Quentin Patton tonight? Really a different player than he was last week?
Yeah, I thought Quentin played better. I thought he practiced better this week. You know, was probably a little bit less distracted this week than last, and I think he's just got to continue to you know, keep improving and keep working. You know, the big play, the second play of the game, obviously I thought was huge. I think it got Rice on their heels a little bit, and you know, Quentin's such a good player that you know sometimes he's got to learn not to keep pushing and not ever be comfortable and not allow himself to get too settled. Because he's got so much talent. So it was good to see him go out there and have a good game tonight, and we expect big games from him week in and week out.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thanks.